Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition to the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, July 6th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, the Miracle Man himself. That is me. And I'm so glad you've chosen to be a part of this great broadcast tonight. As tonight, I'm going to do some of the things that I normally do to start with. Like I have my little monologue and that, kind of tell you what I've been up to, how we doing it at opening up based on what I've been observing. And then my teaching time tonight, I'm going to spend that on, I'm calling tonight America Night. What I'm going to deal with tonight is the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. I will highlight some of the ways that we've seen abuse of that in the last several months. Also, why was America birthed to be a Christian nation? And so we're going to be discussing that. And I'll do a comparison between how we declared on that July 4th, 1776, how we declared independence from the British. How does that compare to us as Christians declaring our independence from the Babylonian system? So, it's going to be a great night tonight. I apologize for Wednesday night with me getting ready to go to Ohio. Just a little bit of timing things. I was unable to do my show Wednesday night as I had planned, because I had been planning to do America Night on Wednesday, July 1st, leading up to the 4th. But that did not happen. We are doing it tonight because I promised you that I was going to do it, whether I did it the night of or not. So, not changing my mind. Tomorrow night, I'm getting back into our series on the final events. Tuesday night, when you were with us, we talked about the Mark of the Beast. We're still going to deal with the tribulation, the rapture, and what to do if you miss it. Hell, then heaven, and our heavenly home, and the thousand-year reign. And tomorrow night will be tribulation. Wednesday night will be the rapture. No. Tomorrow night, rapture. Wednesday night, tribulation. Hell, heaven. Thousand-year reign, because I'm doing these in the order that these take place. I was even talking to my mom about it, and we're not sure where in there the Mark of the Beast fits in, but we all know that it does. And That's why I talked about that. Tuesday night, I think this will fit in good, like how I'm doing it tonight, and then doing that one tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and then next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, which will be when, next Wednesday will be when we wrap it up. And then, because we're in the last of the last days right now, and we've taught before the events, what will happen, and things like that. Did you know, listeners, did you know that Jesus talked more about the day we live in than what he talked about the day he lived in? That's right. He talked a lot more about the day we live in than he talked about the day he lived in. Wanted to make sure you had that in your mind. So, what have I been up to? And how are things going? Well, last weekend I was in Ohio to see my brother who lives down in Kentucky. So we met him at the halfway point, which turned out to be Columbus. And it was really good to see him. He seems to be doing really good. And so that's where I've been. As for yesterday's, like I said, it was really good to get to see my brother. He showed me these really funny videos. It's called Worshickin'. Worship led by this chicken. And it's so funny. It sounds so hilarious. You just have to go to YouTube and type in Worshickin', Worshickin. You'll see the channel. Click on it. Hit the videos tab. It shows you the videos. Watch the one that best floats your boat. They have Waymaker. They have The Blessing. And they have This Is Our Time, which is one that I remember from several years back. And then there is a special medley that has I Can Only Imagine, Here I Am to Worship, and This Is My Desire. And over time, I'm sure they will come out with more. It is so hilarious when you hear it. Because when I first heard it, I thought it was really funny. And he showed it to me when we were just chilling in our hotel room. We were just chilling, like I said, up in the room. So, this weekend, when I was in Columbus, the first night it was pretty cool. I went to this Mexican restaurant and was packed. A bunch of people inside, some people sitting outside. We sat outside. Had some good food, tasty. Delicious. And then Friday, we go to this North Market, which is really cool. It's a market in downtown Columbus where they have all these different food stations you can go to. and get food. My favorite one is called Nashville Takeover, where this delicious fried chicken with mac and cheese, baked beans. But mine was fairly spicy, but my dad and my brother got some stuff that was super spicy. I thought it was some good, tasty food. But then we went to the small near the hotel. First, it was really good. But I had realized that the mayor there had made a determination the day before to issue a mask order. And guess what? They were enforcing it. And from what I could notice that day and the day after and the day after, I could kind of tell that there were fines involved. Because from that point, everywhere I went in Columbus, just about, other than our hotel, was asking, you have a mask on? You have a mask on? When we didn't. I mean, it was just insane. No, I'm not political, so I'm not going to get into politics of it. I will say, though, that when you wear a mask, they say, well, when you wear a mask, you protect others. You know, and all, you know, and other stuff. Give me a break. When you wear a diaper over your face, I mean, a face diaper over your face. Oh, here's what's the worst. I've heard about this. These people who drive down the highway with a mask over their face, and they're in a car by themselves, like you're going to catch it through your transmission, through your motor, through your gas pedal, through your AC. Really? No, it spreads very close, person to person, not through your AC unit or through your gas pedal, your brake pedal. Well, the other parts of your car. But the truth of the matter is these masks, when you're wearing them, you're not helping your immune system. In fact, you're hurting it. Because you continue to breathe in and breathe in and breathe in your own air, your own breath and that through that mask. And when it's hot out, like it's been the last few days around here, all it does is make it worse. And normally I like the warm weather. But now with the mask, even Saturday when I went to this coffee shop and then to this grocery store, like, you have a mask? You have the mask on? But we go to this beach, couple miles from the hotel, basically no masks. The beach is packed. And not much distancing going on either. It's like a whole different world. Totally different world. And then Sunday we go back to North Market. And then we go to Toledo Mall, Franklin Park. Out there, and from what I could probably tell, it's probably the rest of Toledo for the most part. It was like no pressure. I got to the mall, it was busy. The one I was at Friday was kind of busy, but almost every store had a sign that said you had to wear a mask to get in there. Toledo didn't really have that. So I'm just telling you kind of how it went. It has to relate to how America is doing. Some of these governors and some of these mayors who are issuing these mask orders are apparently they are not realizing the real science here. And the true science is that masks do not really help. And I know you have the right to your own opinion, but I'm just telling you the truth. And the fact of the matter is you have the right to your own opinion. And you have the right to speak your mind. You're afforded the freedom of speech, part of the Constitution of the United States. Freedom of speech. And of course, when I was in that mall, I was talking to some people, and I told them about Columbus, and that, and they had said, and they basically said, "Yeah, I get it." How was that food court this time? You may ask me, because I had told you listeners before, I think I did at least, that when I was there in May, unless Polaris was busier, that mall in Columbus, unless Polaris food court was busier, that mall still has the busiest food court that I've seen since COVID. I haven't been to Great Lakes in a couple of weeks. I hope that one's doing better as far as the food court. It needs to be doing better than what it had been doing. But like I said, but theirs was about half full again, but it was a bit less than what it was on Memorial Day when I was there, but still. I asked one of the workers at one of the stores. She said she thought it was almost as busy as a regular Sunday would be, but maybe a little bit less just because of it being the day after the 4th. But other than that, it was on Sunday basically back to pre-COVID normal as far as busyness, and that was good to see. And so on Saturday night I saw this light show, which was different. It was kind of neat, not quite the same as a nice big fireworks show, because I like me some nice big fireworks, like the real big ones is how I like it. Unfortunately, way too many cities decided to just go ahead and cancel them. And one more thing I'll say before I shift gears. And people might ask, you know, do you think the lockdown was worth any of this? I asked a couple people yesterday at the mall and the food court. Both of them said yes. That's the degree they thought it was. I basically told them, I didn't ask him if it was worth it, but I asked him if it was the right call. And then I told him what I thought and why. I do not think the lockdown was worth any of it at all. This whole thing was terribly mismanaged. There were things that could have been done very differently. I'm not going to get into all of it, all the details. I'm just not going to. But I will just say that do you see that little thing on the floor that fell? There was mismanagement. There were businesses already lost. And I'm going to, and this kind of tails into what I want to say later when I talk about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And that in a little bit. And the amount of mismanagement that there was in this case was very unreal. But so it's just based on what I have seen. But I hope everyone had a good fourth. Mine was pretty good. I was real glad I got to be in that state to the south, which to me, it is probably my favorite place in America now outside of the southern U.S. You say, what about Chicago? I still really like it, I feel like, but to me it's not. Guess it depends on where. As far as a certain city area, I would say yes, but as far as a state, it would certainly be Ohio over Illinois, totally. And I saw Buckeye stuff all over the place. They have their tax-free weekend August 7th to 9th on clothing items and the like that you'll be able to, for $75 or less per item, you'll be able to get it, your clothing, and not pay sales tax on it. So that'll be them. I think it's funny. Every time I hear Holy Toledo, I pretty much chuckle now. Because as you can tell, to me, the city should really almost be called Dreamland. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, at least at least the mall and some of those food places, like the one where dreams live, if you know what I mean. Because I would say GLC is kind of like that, and then Florida Mall is another one of them, because as to have like lots of different noises in that going on, or like arcades or whatever, and or like a lot of good food places that I like at least like two or three or whatever, like really good ones. Toledo, the Toledo one really fits the bill. There was one in Columbus I meant to go to that last year when I was there wasn't doing so good. Now they put in a brand new arcade that's supposed to be huge and awesome. I love it. People have asked me before, what's your favorite part about Ann Arbor? If someone asked me again, you know what I would tell them? I would say, I used to say how close it was to like Flint or whatever. Now I say how close it is to the border. Especially from the south side, less than 40 minutes here. And then there's the border. A couple miles, there's your Waffle House. I heard someone call it the Waffle House once. And I'm like, I laughed. I wanted to sit there and say, what you talking about? I'm still waiting for a franchisee in Michigan to start one, because no, not one has. I'd like to see one go into one of these mall food courts and see what happens there. I don't think it would be a bad idea, do you? Because I tell you, I'd be all over it. Because in our food courts now, too many Asian-type places a lot of times, I feel like. Sometimes too many smoothie places. Pizza place isn't always the greatest. So it's like, why not put something in there that everybody actually likes? Like the waffles, the Waffle House. Which is why I'd put one of those in there. And a nice, tasty ice cream place. Those are real good. Those are good eating. They always are. All right. So we're going to pray. We're going to sing a worship song. I'm going to sing America the Beautiful. And then we're going to pray. And we're going to give you some quotes from the Declaration of Independence. We'll go through a couple of the amendments of the Constitution and what they represent. Why was America a Christian nation? And we'll have some discussion. All right. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, changing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing blinded eyes. And I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing blinded eyes. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Never stops working for us. Amen. Even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. He never stops. He never stops working. He never stops. He never stops working. Even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. He never stops. He never stops working. He never stops. He never stops working. Even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. He never stops. He never stops working. He never stops. He never stops working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh Lord. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So beautiful, for spacious skies, yonder waves of gray. Oh, beautiful in majesty, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful in majesty, yonder glorious wing. Oh, glorious in majesty, beyond the fruited plain, America, oh, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. America, oh, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea, from sea to shining sea. It wouldn't be the same without God Bless America. So we're going to do that. We're going to pray. And then I'm going to teach it. In the process, I am going to deal with independence from the Babylonian system. Also, so God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with the light from the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, white light with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with the light, with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America. America, my home, sweet home. Sorry about that. Okay. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the United States of America. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is upon this great nation. This was birthed to be your nation, to be a Christian nation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would get back to that, Lord God. Take a moment tonight, and I pray for our president. I pray for our vice president, our mayors, our governors, everyone who leads this country. May America, may you lead America back to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. And I thank you for this word tonight. Go forth with great boldness and simplicity. May we follow your word tonight. And I make my confession over this program that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come to this program, that sponsors and partners would come in. And most importantly, I thank you for a huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. All right. So, normally I would say get out your Bible. I'll refer to a couple of verses in a little bit when we talk about the tithes and our independence from the Babylonian system. Actually, I'll refer to it right now. In the book of Nehemiah, it talks about Nehemiah, in the book of Nehemiah, it says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And by meat, that doesn't mean like chicken, beef, pork. No. Blessing. Food, provision. God wants to bless us. But if you bring the tithe and the offering, God will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. That's one of the things that will happen. Also, when you bring the tithe and offering into the storehouse, you can... What can happen is you can declare your independence from the Babylonian system, the world system, the world system by itself. Yes, you still live on the planet Earth. You still buy, sell, pay bills and everything else. But we... from the kingdom, we depend on the kingdom of God. We depend on God. We depend more on G-O-D than what we do J-O-B. And as we give our tithes and our offerings and present them to the Lord, we declare our independence from the world system. This is just like how here in America, how on that July 4th, 1776, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and others signed the Declaration of Independence, or the 13 colonies at the time formed a country. United States of America.
Not the divided state. The United States. But we declared our independence from Britain. America was not designed to be ruled by a king. That King George III, who was ruling in England, Britain at the time, he was tyranny hungry. He was a tyrant. He wanted big time control over those people. They were not free. They were not independent. They were very much dependent on them. So, 1776, the Declaration is signed. There are three main points. We believe that all men are created equal and are given certain inalienable rights given by their creator, that is God, our creator. Does that include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Like I said, that God. Patrick Henry once said, give me liberty or give me death. People died so that we could be free. All these wars that have been fought over the years, ultimately it was so that America could be free. In the Declaration of Independence, there was a clause. It allows that if we're subject to tyranny, you know, to basically rulership, them trying to control us, like what we were put into over the last few months, that we have the right to be able to get rid of them, recall. In other words, Americans have to fight to keep their rights. Because just because you vote, let's just say your governor is up for re-election this year. Your governor or your governess, depending on your whether it's a male or female. And I do say that very respectfully, by the way. And we'll just say you have a governor who is in there. He's up for re-election. And he's done this power grab and got these things closed for a certain amount of time. Just because you elect someone else, that doesn't mean that's not the other person. That's not a guarantee that you're going to get everything back. That's why we have to stand up. Because life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Liberty, that means like we have freedom, you know, to do as we please as long as we don't necessarily put other people in the head. Life, the life to live, right to live. Pursuit of happiness. It can mean like you have the right to earn a living. And if your business is forcibly shut down, that means that there are violations of rights involved in what we've seen happening over the last few months. And America was birthed to be a Christian nation. Israel is the only other one. There are mentions in the Declaration of Independence about God. In the Constitution, First Amendment deals with freedom of speech, freedom of religion, you know, freedom to speak your opinion, freedom to practice your religion as you see fit. That's part of your First Amendment. Your Second Amendment, of course, is what allows you to have a firearm, defend yourself. Like I said, your First Amendment has to deal with freedom of speech, freedom of religion. And a lot of what's going on in America, the evil that's been going on, has to do with this. When we kicked God out of our schools, when this lady in the Supreme Court in the 60s, someone who, by the way, missed just a couple of Sunday school classes, maybe just one or two, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30, I don't know, someone in a white robe, they missed some Sunday school classes, they voted God out of the school. And since then, our schools have not gotten better. They've gotten worse. The guy was taken out. 1973, Roe v. Wade decided. Said that abortion was legal. And since then, it hasn't been pretty. Over 60 million babies aborted. I think this year will be a year of reckoning in Washington. That means that things will be exposed. And let me tell you, we have to pray. Declaration of Independence that allowed for us to take out government that was being tyrant, that were denying rights over the sake of something that you can't see, smell, or hear. Because you can't see COVID, smell COVID, or hear COVID. He doesn't make a noise. Doesn't have a zip code. His only name is COVID and coronavirus. That's it. And the reason you can't see him is because he's so tiny. But to be honest with you, this whole thing was planned for a while. And the way it's often worked is you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. Have you heard that before, Megan? You give them an inch, they take a mile?
Oh, yeah.
You give them a mile, they'll take 10. You give them 10, they'll take 100. You give them 100, they'll take your vacation, however far it is from where you're going, from where you are to where you're going on vacation or whatever. You give them that, they'll take the world. That's pretty funny the way I say that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you give them an inch, they take a mile. You give them one, you give them 10. You know, and all that.
Yeah.
Because it just multiplies like that. That's why I said you take 100, they'll take you a vacation. Like however far you go, you know what I mean? However far away you're going, you know? Whether it's 20, whether it's 100, whether it's whatever, you know? I just mean that. That's how it is. That's why Americans need to fight for our own inalienable rights, God-given rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the right to assemble, to peacefully assemble for means of worship. In California, listeners, folks in California right now, you can't, in a church, you're not supposed to sing. You're not supposed to sing because spit can come out of your mouth when you sing, and that could contain the virus. Really now? Really? Some other state, you can only have so many people, like 30 people or whatever it is in your church. In my state, we couldn't have church for basically just about 2 months. No, we couldn't have church. Then it was reduced. Now we're finally meeting with normal attendance. Close to it at my local church where I live. But like I said, I never thought I would see the day in America where the church was shut down. Unless it was like the day of the rapture. I didn't think we'd see the church shut down. I thought for sure the church would remain open. But most of your states stay. Some states, they said they still called churches essential. But of course, with these crazy stay home orders, they didn't necessarily remove the penalties from us if we decided to gather in church. So. America was birthed to be a Christian nation. In God we trust is on our money. Our pledge, allegiance, has the words one nation under God in it. People want to kick it out. Thankfully, they've been unsuccessful. I first heard they wanted to take under God out almost 20 years ago. I'm so glad they haven't. Like I said, God's on our money. Scriptures are written all around the Capitol, like engraved on walls and other things, and in the floor and other means, like in the Capitol and around Washington, D.C., and some of the various Senate and things of that nature. It is engraved so that it can't be removed. The hand of God is on America. That's the biggest thing I think that America was, ultimately, that's the biggest thing that America was meant to be, is a Christian nation. A Christian nation, not just a nation, a Christian nation. We were meant to be that, not a pagan one, a Christian one. Sorry about that. But anyhow,
That's what America was meant to be, was a Christian nation. Not a secular one. Last I checked, 87% of Americans still claim to be Christian. I know. You got a ton of creasters, e-chrises, whatever you want to call them. Those who only go to church on Christmas Day, on Christmas Sunday and Easter. Or if they do a play for the kids or whatever. That's the only time they go. The average tithing rate in America is 2% and falling, last I checked. While I'm on the subject of tithes, every human will pay their tithes one way or another. If you do not pay the tithes, through events that will happen to you, like bad things and that will happen to you, the devil will take it, will take 10%+ in everything that will happen. Part of why you pay the tithes is to have the devourer rebuked. And I think what needs to happen is America needs to get back to going to church more regularly. As I talked about our rights earlier, Americans, I said it like that so that we would understand. Hey, listeners, that's why I did that. Cans. Not can't. We Americans, those of us who live in are citizens of this great country, we need to stand up for our rights. And all these people in the past month, 5 weeks, have all been out rioting, looting, destroying their own stuff. Destroying statues, all the other stuff. They're all standing up for their cause. Their causes. The church, America in general, needs to stand up. People need to call and say, even before the lockdowns, when you have the Supreme Court making decisions against how America was designed, Americans need to stand up. Stand up. Part of how we do that is through voting. Another part of how we do that is by calling our federal and state officials. And if they're doing something in your county, let's just say your county issued a mask order, or your city. Call your ward council official. Let them know how you feel. Why they should have said no. Why it's violating your God-given rights. Or whatever else it is. And voting is important. You got to vote up and down the ballot. For those who are most in line with the Word of God and the Constitution. Yeah, well, this person you know, this guy has a plan to deal with, you know, jobs and the economy. And, you know, here's what I think about the condition of the planet and all this other stuff. And we have this great plan. And what about God? What do they have planned about? They standing up for the church? Are they standing up for the Constitution in the way it's actually written? Do they believe in the actual Declaration of Independence? We believe that all men are created equal? Which, by the way, all men are created equal? That men part, that's just short for all mankind. That didn't just mean men. Nope, that meant all people. All. All. A-L-L. That means everybody. Regardless of creed, regardless of skin color, male, female. All created equal. So, but like I said, do they believe that God is the creator? That God gave us these rights? Do they believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Do they believe that in the Constitution and the important amendments, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to bear arms, right to a fair trial, and all the different rights that have been afforded us as Americans? Do they believe in the Word of God? Or if you say no, why did you vote for them? That's why, as Americans, we have to pay attention to everyone who we vote for, even at the local level. Find out where they stand. Different things. And so voting is a part. In the Declaration of Independence, it says it's our civic duty to stand up for our rights, to hold on to them. It's our civic duty. Our civic duty. It's our that means we have the responsibility to. So those of us who just sat there and said, oh, it's just two more weeks. It's just so the hospital's not overwhelmed. It's just so that it's just a mask. It's just a, you know, a couple of months. It's just 20 more years. Then what are you going to say? It's just. Wake up and smell the coffee. The coffee is being made. Your neighbor's probably playing really loud music. Wake up. America needs to wake up. And I was thinking for a while there, until 2018, I was thinking, you know, America was slowly waking up. For a little while there, I was thinking we were waking up. But then when 2018 happened, I was like, I guess not. That's why Americans have to do their part. And the church. We, as Americans, we have to pray for the United States, because this that we're coming into, this is the last stand for America. This year is a big election. If we don't get it right now, when will we get it right again? That's why Christians have to pray, have to believe God. We have to stand up for our inalienable God-given rights that we have been given by the Constitution and by the Declaration of Independence. And in my state, I was looking at an email just an hour before I got on the show tonight from a gym here in my city that I'm a member of, Planet Fitness, telling us to sign a petition to get gyms in my state back open. Because Michigan is one of only like four different states where gyms are still shut down. And people need to sign that thing. If you live in Michigan, go sign that thing. Got to stand up. It's like I said earlier, when there's a part in the Declaration where it says that you have a right to get rid of them, those who are not doing a good job. And get new people in there. The best way to do that is through recall. There'll be a petition soon in my state to recall our governor here in the state of Michigan. I'm sure in other states, my hope is they'll be going around in other states soon as well. I'm not necessarily going to speak for all the other states, because my local state here is Michigan. I'm sorry, plugging in my phone. I know, but my battery's real low, so I'm just going to move my phone. Sorry about that, listeners. I just had to fix something. Anyhow, but like I was saying, listeners, as Americans, we have to stand up and do our part and pray and believe God. And they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, those who are elected, then you have to let them know. All you have to do is phone them, call them, write them, and email them. And then there's a fourth one, but only use that in extreme. One person I know, they believe that we should sue if they're not doing a good job, but I don't know to what degree. That's a good idea, but But as Americans, we need to wake up and stand up. Otherwise, America as we know it will be done if we don't stand up and fight back. So this was a challenge to all of us tonight. I know it, but it's where we are right now. It's what we have to do. We have to. If we don't, whatever we lose on this side, the chances of getting it back will be very remote. So that's why, as Americans, we have to make a stand. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great word tonight. Thank you for this great country that you have made. It has been designed to be a Christian nation. Thank you, Lord God, that we are the land of the free, home of the brave. And that I thank Lord God for this message tonight as it relates to the tithe and thank you that we are doers of the word and not just hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. All right, we have some sports to talk about. NFL has announced that the preseason will only be 2 games long. Originally, there was to be 4 preseasons, but the league decided to make it 2. Training camps will be opening up a week from today. So players will be able to get back in there and get back to work. So preseason play will likely start in late August. Starting in 2021, though, there will only be 3 preseason games because the league is going to a 17-game regular season. Which I'm excited about a 17th game. I think it'll be pretty cool. But that'll be weird to see what year you get an odd number of games, what year you get an even number of games. I just hope no one goes 0-17. Somebody might, though. You never know. Hockey. There is a plan being worked on that requires 2/3 majority vote by the owners and players association that would allow for play to resume in early August. In late July with an expanded playoff format. This plan would call for the Stanley Cup to be awarded in October, which is around the same time that regular hockey would start. At which point, who knows when the regular season would start. I don't know how much of a break they'd end up getting. Before they'd have to come back in like December or January to restart the regular season. And then go on their summer hiatus after that. Like when the summer 2021 comes. Baseball, spring training is starting back up very soon. The regular season will start on the 24th. Fans may be in attendance, possibly in September. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Hopefully very soon. Have to wait and see and pray in for great things. and MHSAA for in Michigan sports, Michigan high school sports, our governor has suggested that maybe fall and spring sports should maybe be switched around. I think that would be a disaster. I would not be in favor of that. I hope they still play normal. I'm still believing for a nice stadium this fall with a nice big band, full stadium, and all the other things that we know. That's what I'm really hoping for. I wonder what a spring football season would be like. I honestly hope that would. If it does turn out that we have to have a spring football season, what I will say then is it better be big. It really should. All right, folks. That's everything I have. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.